Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ike Toleno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that with innovative ideas, energy and purpose, Yuva Shakti is at the forefront of nation building. He said this while addressing the concluding session of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi highlighted that when the nation completes 100 years of independence in 2047, it will be the most important time for the lives of today's youth. This is a golden opportunity. He added, their capability will become the capability of India and their success will take India's success to new heights.
2047 mein jab hamari azadi ke 100 saal honge wahan tak ki yatra bharat ke liye bhi aham hai aur yahi wo samay hai jo aapke jeevan mein bhi sabse mahatvapurna hai aapka samarthya bharat ka samarthya banega aapki sabalta भारत की सफलता को नई ऊंचाइयां जरूर देगी मैं आप सभी को विकसित भारत यंग लीडर्स डायलॉग में सहभागिता के लिए बहुत बधाई देता हूं
The Prime Minister further said that the Young Leaders Dialogue is a historic and unique initiative that has become a huge platform in a short span of time. He noted that it has provided direct participation of youths in the country's development. Mr. Modi said that the dialogue has become a think tank of its own, showcasing that India's Gen Z is brimming with creativity. Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla has extended his warm greetings to the Chang brothers and sisters on occasion of Poang Lum Festival. The governor said, this significant festival stands as a testament to the enduring cultural heritage, unity and cherished traditions of the community. He said, it provides an opportunity to reflect on shared values, strengthen social harmony and foster mutual understanding among all sections of society. Governor Bhalla expressed hope that the spirit of Poang Lum inspire peace, collective progress and renewed commitment to preserving the rich cultural legacy. Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports S. Kyoshu Yimkyung has emphasized the need for a shift in how the youth perceive physical activities. Addressing the 25th celebration of the Peshu Students' Union yesterday at Peshu Village, Noklak, he said, sports should no longer be seen merely as a fun activity or a hobby, but as a viable professional pathway. Mr. Yimkyung encouraged young people to identify their hidden talents, refine them with dedication, and pursue them as a career. He highlighted that the modern sports industry offers vast opportunities and can pave the way for a successful future, provided the youth remain disciplined and focused in their craft. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct Prime Ministerial review. In this special series today, our correspondent takes a look at the four-laning of the Lucknow-Sultanpur section of National Highway 56 of Ministry of Road Transport and Highways.
The four-laning of the Lucknow-Sultanpur section of NH56, spanning over 125 kilometres, constitutes a critical upgrade of road infrastructure in central and eastern Uttar Pradesh. It was approved on 4 May 2016 at a cost of 2016 crore rupees. The corridor traverses the districts of Lucknow, Barabanki, Amethi and Sultanpur. The project was reviewed by the Prime Minister in the Pragati meeting held on 25th April 2018, which proved to be a decisive turning point. The project achieved 100% physical progress and was commissioned on 30th April 2019. The project exemplifies how Pragati enabled coordination and timely decision-making can overcome land and environmental challenges to deliver transformative infrastructure. The upgraded Lucknow-Sultanpur section of NH56 has delivered far-reaching socio-economic benefits. Karhur, Akashwani News, Kohima.
A free surgical camp under the Chief Minister's Mobile Operation Theatre Camp, CMMOT, was conducted at CHC Medziphema yesterday. Led by MLA Dr. Tsilito Rutso, the CMMOT team consists of four doctors and surgeons, four nurses, OT and technicians. Keyhole surgeries, general surgeries, gynecology, ENT, orthopedic services were provided during the health camp. The free surgeries camp will conclude today. Meanwhile, the team will be organizing the free health camp at Dansiri Par on 14th and 15th January. And India Meteorological Department forecasts dry weather conditions across all districts of Nagaland over the next 6 days. However, the weather agency stated that Kohima may experience isolated rainfall or thunderstorms on Thursday. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.